W-I-3-N, are you on WB3KAS?
WB3KAS, WI3N is here.
Okay, I just sent you a note on Lowell Hospital had a disaster, a communication disaster. I haven't, can't get any more information about it, but you found the notes, you've gotten it yet. Over.
Roger that. I just read it. I just read it. Maybe they couldn't get us to help because they had no communications to ask us. Anyway, yeah, I just read that. It'll be interesting to see what that was.
Yeah, after the net tonight, I'm going to file a note off to Shamil and see if he can find time to give us an update on that. Okay, we'll talk to you later on the net. Thanks. WB3KAS.
Okay, thank you, WI3N, and copy me on that email. Thank you, WI3N.
WA3TOY test.
All right, good evening, everyone. This is KB3MXM. My name is Marty, a Maryland DC section manager. We'll be starting in just a moment or so. I'll let some more people arrive, and hopefully we'll get some more link systems in here. So stand by. We'll be starting in just a few moments. All right, that should be plenty of time. We should be on the air. Let's see, we got a couple of linked repeaters. That's good. We've got Frederick linked in. Thank you. And we've got the conference going out of Silver Spring, and I don't see Ocean City, but that's okay. All right, we'll go ahead and get started. Thank you all for joining us this evening. You're listening to the Maryland DC Section EchoLink Net on the third Friday of every month at 8 p.m. here on the WB3GXW wash_DC EchoLink server and other linked nodes and repeaters. Okay, a few things coming up here soon. I'm going to cover it very quickly. Stand by. Let me get. All right. A couple things of note. We're having our EchoLink tonight. On Sunday, the 20th of June, in Upper Co, Maryland, which is Arcadia on some maps, north of Reisterstown, northwest of Baltimore, the Baltimore Beltway 695, get on 795, go all the way to the end, and you want to head towards Hampstead. Route 30 northbound, you should see signs when you get up about 10 miles or so to the Hamfest. Opens at 8, closes at 2, and this is the Baltimore Amateur Radio Club event at Upper Co. Checking the field day map locator that's on the ARRL website, there are now 13 field day sites that have been listed. I hope that some of you, and all of you, will be able to participate in those. And if you are part of a club or organization that has not listed your location on the locator, please do so. I'm going to run through the list very quickly, just naming the clubs, organizations that currently are on the list. If you do not hear yours and you're planning an event, please add it. Stand by. W3VPR, Anne Arundel Radio Club. K3NEM. National Electronic Museum, W3CU, the Maryland Mobile Ears, W3PGA, the Aero Club. We've got the Chesapeake Bay Radio Association, WA3SFJ, the Montgomery Amateur Radio Club, W3M, the Antietam Radio Association, W3CWC. K3CAL, Calvert Amateur Radio Association, the St. Mary's County Amateur Radio Association, Kilo 3 Hotel, Kilo India. Fort Washington at Nanjamoy, KC3BFB. Randallstown, once again meeting their alumni from Randallstown School, and that is November 3, India Charlie. At Mount Washington. And then we have the Mountain Amateur Radio Club out in Cumberland, W3YMW, and then just added recently was the Laurel Amateur Radio Club, W3LRC. If you did not hear your organization listed, please get hold of your representatives or a club member and let them know that that is the list. Please check the locator often, and your section staff will be out and around on field day break. A couple other notable activities that are going on, if you are not familiar with these, there's the Firecracker Hamfest in Harrisburg on the 3rd of July. Kids' Day is tomorrow, the 19th. Anne Arundel Radio Club has an event going on. Please participate. It's really great to have all of you as hams to be on the air so that you can participate and provide that wonderful opportunity to our youth and those that are operating radios. It makes it a whole lot easier to be able to get hold of somebody when you want to practice a little bit. Okay, we're going to take a break, let some more stations join, and then we'll go to the roster, and I'm going to introduce the section staff. And I think Jim, yeah, Jim's here from the Atlantic Division. Stand by, we'll be back in a moment. KAB3MXM. All right, very good. Thank you all again for joining us this evening for the Maryland, D.C. section Echolink Net here on the third Wednesday of every month on the WB3GXW, Wash_DC. Thank you very much, John, for allowing us to use this awesome system, yours. And let me go ahead and introduce some of the section staff right now. Stand by. I'll make sure I got everybody here. Who am I missing? Stand by. Let me see. I think I've got everybody that is on the list. All right, very good. And if you're on a repeater and you're listening, so I don't know if Eric's listening down in Anne Arundel County, but let me go ahead and introduce everybody and have them say hello. We have Alpha Bravo 3 Whiskey Golf, Chris, the Maryland DC Section Assistant Section Manager. Go ahead, Chris, introduce yourself.
AB3WG, good evening, everyone. Great to be here on the conference tonight. I'm really looking forward to getting out and meeting some folks at the Hamfest coming up on Sunday and also during the field day sites that we're going to visit. And I'm just looking forward to meeting all the folks that I've been emailing and in Zoom meetings with and meeting you folks in person. So I'm really excited about that. And other than that, lots of stuff going on, and stay tuned. Thanks, Marty, AB3WG.
All right, very good. Thank you, Chris. And Chris is also has volunteered to do the affiliated club. New version of Echolink doesn't let me leave the screen. The affiliated club coordinator, which is very, very important, as well as all of our section staff and you as well, to be able to coordinate club activities and all of our club members and our section members and you as hams participating in our clubs. Stand by. Next will be Jim, KB3KAS. Jim, please introduce yourself as our section emergency coordinator.
Very good evening, Marty. Everybody on the net tonight. This is WBCKAS down here in Brandywine, southern part of Prince George's County. Glad to be here tonight. We just spent a week from up in Rochester, New York, and we got back late this week. I did get the report in, so hopefully everybody will see it on the section newsletter very shortly. Wanda and I are going to be doing the Tour de Field Day, what we call it. The last one we did was in 2019, and we missed it last year. It's a lot of fun, and meeting all the people we've met over the 13-some years we've been in the position, and looking forward to doing that. We're going to start down on St. Mary's County, work our way up to Washington County, over to Hartford, and pick up everything we can find in between, and then head on home. So hopefully we'll get to see you on the road. Second item I have here is the Region 5. We're located in Region 5, hospital region in Maryland, which is Montgomery County, PG, Carver, Charles County, St. Mary's. They had their meeting yesterday, the third Thursday of the month, and everybody, believe it or not, is reporting that they are back to normal, returning to normal operations. Everything is open for business. Fort Washington's got a new emergency manager, so we're learning a whole lot of things we've lost out on over the years with the pandemic. And hopefully in October, we'll be able to be in the hospitals and get our third quarter hospital drill up and running. We're hoping that will be, that's the fourth quarter. That'll be the anyway, we'll be hoping to get in something set up for that. Next item is, and this is a big surprise, and highly excited about that. We now have a emergency coordinator for the Washington District of Columbia. Her name is Elizabeth Godson, K4LIZ. I interviewed her just the other day. She has sent her credentials application in. I've got it up to the section manager, who will send it up to the league, and she'll be officially anointed the emergency coordinator for Washington, D.C. And finally, anybody who's had any experience in doing MCOM, emergency communication at any level, I'm looking for an assistant to help me out on some things. So if you think you got the creds for it and like to help us out a little bit, we'd really appreciate it. My call sign at the league will get you an answer. Thank you very much, everyone. WB3KAS.
AC3MYD listening.
All right, very good. I got MYD. Thank you. I'll do another roster call in just a moment. Thank you very much. Stand by. Jim, that's good news. And does the candidate have any experience in have they had any experience in emergency communications, and have they taken their ICS training yet?
Yeah, she does have her ICS courses online. She's heavily involved in working with the CERT people in, I believe, Fairfax, maybe Arlington, and tying it with communications, giving some lectures and presentations, that kind of thing. And that's the extent of it. The interview was very, very short. It was just to get the formalities out of the way, Marty. Over.
All right, very good. Thank you. I didn't see any of that on the application, so I'll get a chance to want to chat and make sure I get a better idea of that. Thank you very much for that. That's excellent, and good news on the hospital information. Very good news on that. And as Jim mentioned, if you're interested in participating in the section, let Jim know that you're interested in assisting him. And with his SEC activities. And one more thing, Jim, have you heard from Nate, KB3RLB? Do you know if he's around? Did you happen to talk to him, and did you let him know we were here tonight?
Yeah, it's funny you should ask. I got an email from him while I was getting ready for the upper link. I don't think he can find time to work with us. She has a new home and family, et cetera, and ham radio is not even in the top five of things he's got lined up on his plate. So that's why we're looking for a new assistant.
All right, very good. Well, let me know, and send me an email. Let me know that he's going to be taken off the section roster, and I'll do so. Thank you very much, sir. And thank you for joining us this evening. All right. Do you have KA3AHI, Wanda? Is she available there, or just you tonight?
Not available tonight, sir.
All right, very good. I'm running a little behind. Let's get it done in a minute. I've got 1 minute, and then we've got to move on to the roster. And we've got to get to Jim, Father Al, W3YVQ, can you introduce yourself, please? And if you can make it brief, that would be great. I've got to move on.
Let me let the timers reset first. Good evening, all. W3 Yankee Victor, Quebec Section Traffic Manager, member of the Houston Area Staff, and working with Radio Relay International. We maintain nationwide three layers of emergency communications. The first is for Radiogram Legacy Traffic, with the manual voice and CW nets. Also through the digital traffic network maintained by RRI. RRI's DTN also handles the hybrid radiogram, which contains email formatted text, such as ICS form content. And both of those systems route traffic by city, state, zip to addressee. And the third layer is WinLink. And in the WinLink system, you can send messages in full email format with email formatted body text and attached binary attachments. All right.
We got to move on here. Thank you, Al, but I've got to move on. Can you wrap that up, please?
And the third layer on WinLink covers the entire United States. And if you look at the methods and practices guidelines posted at ARL.org in Chapter 6, you'll see that we maintain a nationwide alerting system for sections and section staffs via the WinLink system using section primary target stations. So if you're interested in working with Aries Races and other activities in the local, municipal, county, and state-level government operations, other than just NEMS ICS, and we do have an alerting system for ARESMAT and for section staff alerting for incidents and for mutual assistance, particularly when a NEMS domain crosses state lines. 7-3-0 and happy Father's Day to everyone.
All right, very good. Thank you, Al. Thank you, Father Al. There's a long story to Father Al, but you'll have to hear about the Father Al story later. I'm sorry, folks. All right, we'd like to move down to, let me give me a quick check. I know you're all waiting to check in, and I want to hear from each and every one of you, so do we. So let me check the roster real quick. Okay, let's go to WI3N, Jim from the Atlantic Division. Jim, do you have a few words for us this evening?
Okay, thank you very much, Marty. Just a couple quick things. One, the ARESMAT group that meets monthly, We now have the director of the Roanoke Division meeting with us, and he is interested in talking and working with us to set up protocols and stuff for working across lines for our section, his section, and that's a very good thing. Secondly, the Laurel Amateur Radio Club that you read, I put that in at 11:30 today, so it did get posted. That's good. And we're going to do something a little bit different in the sense that we'll be meeting in the park for a field day, Laurel Club, Laurel Amateur Radio Club, and we're going to set it up for a couple of Zoom things, like from 3 to 5 and 6 to 8, in case anybody wants to visit us via Zoom in a hotspot. So that's it. Back to net. Thank you very much, WI3N.
All right, Jim. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. And a good suggestion for iPhone users, FaceTiming, Zooming, things like that. What a great thing to share with your other hams and club members. You know, if you set a time in the evening or whenever you're setting up, that you can just have one of those moments, kind of like around the room. You set it up for like a 20-minute or a 15-minute or a half an hour and let everybody see what's going on. That's a great suggestion. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for sharing. We're going to take a break for a moment, and then we're going to go down the roster, folks. Bring your related information and interest here so others can share in. And I'll start, when I get back, I'll be starting on the links and the repeaters first to get a roster. So let's see who we got. We got KA2JAI, we got N3HF, and who else do we have? Oh, we got WB3GXW. All right, we'll be calling on those systems when we get back. Everybody take a quick break. KB3MXM, you're listening to the monthly Maryland section EchoLink Net. Thank you. All right. All right, welcome back. I hope all of you had a chance to take a quick break there. But let's get to our repeaters first. And how I do this is, and I've done it in the past, so, and we're going to use KA2JAI as a good example. I call for the station KA2JAI, and hopefully Mike is on. If not, we'll have a stations check-in. Please give me your call sign, your first name, and your location. Would be very helpful. All right, let's start with KA2JAI. Go ahead.
W3C. Good evening, Marty and everyone. This is Mike, K-A-2-J-A-I, Anne Arundel County, E.C. Tomorrow being third Saturday would normally be our monthly ARIES meeting, but we are going to devote that instead to a SET, slightly smaller version than what we will be doing in October. But we have an exercise coming up with close to 20 ARIES members who will be participating here in the area. We begin with being activated by OEM. They put us on level 1 alert today. They'll bump us up to level 3 tomorrow morning. And we're going to do the whole thing with Injix, just like in the real world, where we're going to have simulated county people walk up to us and tell us they need to pass a message somewhere. And it'll be up to the participants to figure out which tool to use. Is it voice? Is it Winlink? And how do they route their message to the right place? Okay, so let me take some check-ins here. I already have K3HRD and K3TEL, so if you two would stand by, I'm going to ask if anyone else would like to check in on the 805 here. Please call now.
N3SEO.
Okay, just one more. I got you, Frank, N3SEO. So let's begin with David, K3HRD. Do you have any comments for us, David? And please, everybody with comments, be brief. We do have a lot of people to get through the net tonight.
No, this is K3HRT, David Nodenton. No comments at this time. Back to net.
We'll move on to K3TEL. Go ahead, Arnold.
All right, Mike. Hi, Mike. Hi, Marty. Hi, everybody. I hope to be at the Hamfest Sunday, if all else doesn't fail. And 7-3 Dawn. That's it. Back to Mike, K3TEL. Over.
Thank you. Arnold, Frank, N3SEO, go ahead with your comments, please.
Good evening to all, and happy days ahead. N3SEO, clear.
That's it for us tonight. Marty Shortlist, I'll turn it right back to you. Everybody enjoy your weekend. This is KA2JAI 73.
Okay, Mike, that's exactly how it's done. All right, let's move to K3ORB, Ocean City. Anybody checking in through that repeater system? Maybe we got the ORB guy there. All right, we're calling stations for K3ORB.
K3WOC from the Worcester Radio Group here standing by for any callers on the K3ORB repeater here in Ocean City on 443.450. If you guys are out there listening tonight with the Worcester Radio Group, we're standing by for your check-in. Might have heard one caller out there. Let me stand by one more time. This is K3WOC with the Worcester Radio Group looking for check-ins on the K3ORB repeater in Ocean City. We're standing by. Well, looks like it might just be me tonight, Marty. This is Mark here in Berlin, Maryland, just outside of Ocean City. I hope you're having a great night, and I hope everyone on the net is also having a great night as well. Just a little bit of news from Worcester County. We are having a field day event next Saturday, just on Saturday, over at the Newark Fire Training Center. And we're going to have a bunch of volunteers that are going to set up some stations. We've got a 50-foot fire training tower that we will be deploying some antennas from. And we got some guys from all over the county to showcase some equipment, as well as getting on some CW as well. So really looking forward to that. It's open to everybody, and it should be a good time. So if you're here at the beach next weekend, we are going to have some fun. Feel free to check out our website, k3wrg.com. That's Kilo 3 Worcester Radio Group. And we would certainly love to have you. Thanks for hosting the net tonight, Marty. I'll pass it back to you. This is K3WOC.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Mark. Thank you. And matter of fact, I'll be starting there in that part of town or that part of the state. I'll be down on the Eastern Shore starting my trek across Maryland, visiting sites coming up the Eastern Shore over the top of the Chesapeake Bay. I've been down into Baltimore, out 70, and off to Hagerstown and try to hit as many sites as I can on the way. So look for me. I'll be beaconing on IPRS, and I'll be listening on Simplex and a whole bunch of other stuff, and I'll share that later. All right, very good. Mark, do me a favor. Please put your field day site on the locator. Please put your field day site on the locator. Very easy to do. Go to just look up ARRL field day locator. You'll go right there. You'll be able to set it up for me. That way we can see it, and everyone else can too. All right, moving right along. Let's go to W3FDK. And Mike in Frederick, go ahead and call your station, sir.
Marty, it's K3DO Mike, and I'll go ahead and call. Any stations listening on the W3FDK repeater in Frederick, 14673 repeater, please call now if you're listening and want to check into the net.
KV3EOF, Sandy in Middletown, Maryland.
Kilo 3, Kilo Oscar Hotel, Kurt in Jefferson.
Okay, Sandy, go ahead and make your comments from that and then send it down to Kurt, and then I'll pick up after Kurt.
All right. Thanks, Mike, Marty, and the net. Great times for ham radio. Thanks, especially Marty, for alerting us to the existence of the 3124 DMR Maryland net. I've been enjoying that the last several weeks. It's really growing. And, the ARR Field Day Locator. I appreciate giving that information out. We're going to probably be putting something together for that for our club as well. So I'll pass it on down to Kurt, K3KOH, KB3EOF.
KB3EOF in the net. Good evening, everybody, and echo Sandy's comments there, and hope everyone has a great week and stay cool as possible. Back to K3DO, this is K3KOH, 73 all.
K3KOH, K3DO. All right, thanks, guys. And Marty, I just put our field day site on the locator after you mentioned it earlier, so it's out there now. It's kind of a last-minute decision to do field day this year, and that's actually kind of part of the fun of it, I guess, because in a real emergency, you don't get advance notice to prepare, so, and we still got a week to prepare. So, anyways, Marty, back to you for the rest of the net. Thanks for going on tonight. Good hearing you, and thanks everybody else on the net. Back to you, K3DO.
All right, very good. Thanks, Mike. And, oh, by the way, field day for everybody. Field day for everybody. So check the rules on the field day rules on the league site. There was some minor changes, but, you know, if you're a at-home station, you're a at-home station. And, hey, what a better reason to have a barbecue and invite your friends over. Of course, I don't know if they make a... I don't know if they make a grill with a radio in it. I don't know if there would even be a market for that. Maybe. Okay. We'll do some barbecue and enjoy the weather, I hope. And speaking of weather, I know there's some inclement weather in the Gulf. It is headed our way, or at least in this direction as everything does come this way. Just keep me mindful of the weather and be prepared and help out if you can. All right? Thank you very much. All right, we're going to go to the list. Let's see. I got that one. I got that one. I got this one. Let me ask John. John, do you have anybody on the N3HF or on the WB3GXW? John, are you here?
I've been on the N3HF. And let's see. Anybody on the WB3GXW repeater wishing to check in now? Over.
Whiskey 3. Tango, Whiskey 3, Tango,
Whiskey 3. Got a duel there. Say again your call, Whiskey 3, Tango.
Whiskey 3, Tango, Delta Hotel.
All right, very good. W3TDH, loud and clear. Anybody else on the WB3GXW repeater?
Anybody on the N3HF repeater? On the N3HF repeater, WB3GXW. That ties the ribbons. Take care, Marty, and we'll see you later. Bulletin's tomorrow night at 8 o'clock and Sunday night at 7 o'clock, WB3GXW.
All right. Thank you, John. And John is our official bulletin station. So when he says bulletins, right here, folks, right here, and on the linked repeater for bulletins about amateur radio. And there's a variety of those. it's good to catch up on what's happening in amateur radio, not only here and across the country, but around the world. So check in with the bulletins. And ARRL also has bulletins. Stand by. ARRL also has bulletins that are available. Check the ARRL website for other bulletins, and some of them are also broadcasted via digital mode, CW, and that gives you an opportunity to work a little bit more with your software, laptop, radio software. So you could get everything from satellite, three-line elements, so you can put those in your satellite program. Plus, they give code practice and other information. So check ARRL for their bulletins. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. This is KB3MXM, and you're listening to the Maryland DC Section Echolink Net, and we'll go down the roster as soon as we get back. All right, here we go. And let me start with, stand by. All right, we did me. We did that one. Let's go with Kurt, WA3TOI. Kurt is a Skywarn person and works with a lot of our traffic nets. So, Kurt, a few words for the net. Anything happening?
Okay. Oh, yes. Good evening, Marty. And we do have a couple of training events coming up for Skywarn. We have a basics class on Thursday, June 24th from 6 to 8 p.m. We have a basics class on Wednesday, July 21st from 6 to 8 p.m. And we have a tropical advanced class on Thursday, July 22nd from 6 to 8:30 p.m. All these classes can be accessed and registered for by going to the Skywarn website for Sterling, www.weather.gov/LWX/Skywarn. And if anybody's interested in Skywarn and wants to take those classes, feel free to sign up for them. The tropical class, you must be a current spotter and have taken basic before that. With that, back to you, Marty, WA3TOY.
All right, very good. Take note, Skywarn training basic class, June. Oh, I have second. That's not right. When is it again? Just give me the one in June, Kurt.
June 24th, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m.
All right, very good. So mark your calendar. Just put June 24th, 6 to 8, July 21st, 6 to 8, and then you must be a current spotter for tropical July 22nd. Okay, and check the website. Changes can occur. All right, stand by. Now we're going to go to KB3 Sierra Papa Hotel. Jeff, go ahead.
Good evening, Marty, and everyone on the net. Looking forward to field day at Danjaboy. If you zoom in on the field day locator, you'll also notice that the Charles County Amateur Radio Club K3SMD is co-located there with the Fort Washington Club. Back to net, KB3SPH.
All right, very good. Thank you. All right, we did Mike. We did John. Let's go to Pam. KB3SWS. Go ahead, Pam.
Thank you, Marty. This is KB3SWS. I, too, am looking forward to the in-person field day event at the Nanjmoy Creek Environmental Education Center. Back to net control. KB3SWS.
Hey, Marty, don't forget to call W3TDH for comments.
W3PDH. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I got ahead of myself. All right, stand by. Let me go back. Hang on. All right. W3PD. Did I miss something here, folks? I wasn't called on checking in. Oh, TDH. Oh, my God. How can I forget? Oh, yes, please. W3TDH, go ahead and tell us about your activities, please, sir.
I'd like to give a couple of shout-outs to Chip White and Mark Hoffman, Mark AC3HQ, and forgotten Chip's call sign, I'm sorry. But both, on very little notice, showed up at Sterling, Virginia Weather Forecast Office to help assemble the tri-band antenna for 2015 and 10 meters that is going to be used to replace the existing trapped tri-band antenna there, because it's you know, showing some of its age. It's been up there a while, and some things are out of whack, and rather than just trying to patch it together, that's going to be brought down and reconditioned. And we're replacing it with one of the TX38-100s that were used for the World Radio Team competition back in 2014, I think, right up in New England here. So it's an interlaced design, and it performed really well. No longer in production, unfortunately, but it's a well-performing antenna. And those two guys came out, no notice, and helped me put it all together and carry it to where it needed to be and all that nifty stuff. And so I'm in the middle of looking forward to asking if anybody is willing to take some time to go to Sterling, either Saturday or Sunday, then we could finish this out completely and have that antenna ready to go when they get the man-left crawler in there. And that, I would be really appreciative, because it's been a long haul getting this thing together and getting it out there, and now getting it ready, and all the parts are in hand to finish it up. And we just need the help to get it up in the air so we can test it temporarily and then put it down ready for them to mount it on the tower. Back to Nat, W3TDH.
Okay, very good. Yes, why don't you go give him a hand? Somebody volunteer. Not somebody, because nobody got the name somebody. Go out there and help them. And out at Sterling. Hey, a real quick question, Tom. Do they launch the weather balloons from Sterling, or is that from Dulles?
I can't tell you about Dulles. They may also launch them there. But Sterling launches twice a day from the weather forecast office. I think all forecast offices launch twice a day. So there are two per day from the Sterling forecast office. W3TDH.
Okay, very good. Well, go out there and participate, folks. It's much appreciated. All right, let's go down to K3DON. Mr. Don, your turn.
Well, good evening, everyone. And I want to thank you, Marty, for conducting this net this evening. And I will be out at the Hamfest at Upper Cal. So we'll see you out there. And happy Father's Day to all who are out there on Echo Inc. or other repeater systems. Everything's gone good here in my neck of the woods so far. We actually got to start going back to our Hartford EOC for our Aries Races Nets, our meetings rather, the first Thursday of this past month, this whole month here of June. And we're looking forward to the next one for June, for July. Let's see. And as you have mentioned before, Marty, that everything is opening up, and I'm glad of that. Thanks again, everyone. Have a good day and a better one tomorrow. 73.
Okay, Don. Thank you very much. Let's go to KB3. Oh, he's in loosened mode only. Okay. Very good. Thank you, Scott. Let's go to KB3GRG, coming to us crossband from his mobile phone. KB3GRG, go ahead.
Well, good evening, Marty, and all on the net. This is KB3GRG Hayden in Middle River. And as far as field day goes, unfortunately, it's the beginning of my vacation, so I won't be able to participate in any of the local clubs. However, I'm going to be attempting a One Bravo station from Moorfield, West Virginia, and looking forward to contacting as many of the clubs here in Maryland. So I'll have a FT817 for digital and a, I forget what it is, the Transworld Flyaway transceiver for single sideband. Back to you, Marty. 73 from KB3GRG.
All right, very good. Now, we had a station to check in. It was, I think it was KB3MYD or something like that. Are you still here? Go ahead. All right, nothing heard. Let's go to Peter, Alpha, Alpha 3, Bravo, Romeo. Go ahead, sir.
All right, fine business. I was checking in a little late. I apologize. I completely forgot, but I made it in, and good to hear everybody. I'm looking forward to the Bach Hamfest this Sunday and meeting up with friends. So thanks. Everybody have a good evening, and I'll catch you later. AA3BR.
All right, thank you. You're listening to the Maryland DC Section EchoLink Net here on the WB3GXW Wash underscore EchoLink node, link nodes and repeaters. We're going to take a quick break. This is KB3MXM. We'll be back in a moment with the rest of the list. All right, here we're back again. All right, let's go to Liz, K4LIZ. Liz, you still there? Please give us a few words for the net this evening.
Hey, Marty in the net. This.
Oh my, Liz, we might have lost you. You got to hold that mic, or you got to hold. I use the left control button. I don't like the space bar on and off. But anyway, let's try it again, Liz. K4LIZ. All right, we'll give Liz a moment to see if she can fix that. Hoping she can hear us. So a reminder, and you heard it a few moments ago. DMR. DMR radios, our DMR systems, radio over IP. It is radio over IP. You get a radio, you can either get one of the Brandmeisters or other device to connect to your laptop. You get your DMR number, you got to register, got to do that. Or use your radio, connect to a radio spot, like I happen to connect to either to, I might be able to go to the one here in Towson, or there's one down in, I think there's one just south of me here. And that net occurs every Thursday, Mid-Atlantic DMR net, every Thursday at 8 p.m. And there is a net control. He does it by call sign suffix, and like Alpha through Lima, Lima through Oscar, and so forth and so on. And then he does a second round, a good opportunity to get on DMR if you have the equipment to do so. So I would recommend it. Also, another radio opportunity that some of you may or may not be familiar with is GMRS, General Mobile Radio Service. So some of you may know about this because a couple of years ago they combined in most of the radios the GMRS and FRS family radio service, so that those bands are available. Now, it depends on the radio that you buy. If you get the Walmart or the Kmart special, not going to have repeater capabilities. But if you go with something else, like I have a Midland, you can set it up to do repeaters. And there are GMS repeaters all around. There's one in Columbia that has a net on Wednesdays. So a couple other opportunities in communications that might be affordable and it might be beneficial to your needs. All right, let's take a break, see if Liz has joined us again. K4LIZ.
Marty, this is K4LIZ. Am I coming through? Over.
Yes, we're hearing you just fine, Liz. Go right ahead.
All right, just wanted to make sure before I sound out a bunch of silence again. This is K4LIZ, Liz in Washington, D.C., recently relocated to the district from Fairfax County, where I was involved in CERT and ARIES, and looking forward to get involved with the section. Over, back to Matt.
All right, very good, Liz. Glad to have you aboard, and I do have your application, and it's good to hear that you've got your you've got some of your training classes. I'll most likely give you a call here. Tomorrow's a little busy, and Sunday is going to be just horrible. So I'll send you an email, and maybe you and I can find time to chit-chat for just a moment. I'd like to do that. Thank you very much, Liz, for joining us, and please come back next month to join us again. All right, let's go to KC4TFX. KC4 Tango Foxtrot X-Ray, Steve in Virginia. Okay, his mic's not working, but thank you very much, Steve, for joining us. And thank you very much for participating. Thank you for letting us know, and we look forward to hearing you here, I hope, soon. And maybe you'll get a chance. I might even hear you on field day. Don't know. All right, let's go to K3RLW. Mr. Bob, your turn. All right, nothing hearing from Bob. And here we are just a moment before the top of the hour. So I'm going to allow anybody who might have missed, and if you can check in with me, that'd be great. And anything that someone might have forgotten to add for the benefit of the net and the Maryland section, please do so. I really appreciate it. So I'll take any late check. Oh, wait, geez, man, I changed that, man. It's messing me up here. Okay, we're having alibi calls. Any alibi calls, go ahead.
Go. KA3AHI checking in.
Okay, we got KA3AHI. Wanda, thank you for checking in. Did you want to give us a quick update, hospital net, and what's happening else? Go ahead.
Okay, good afternoon to everybody who's checked into the net here tonight. I'd just like to put out the word for the 623, that's June 23rd, HFHN Hospital net. Net control station will be myself, KA3AHI, so I'd appreciate a lot of check-ins to the event for the night of 623. And with that, Marty, I believe the time for that is 6:45, as early as 6:45 for early check-ins. Again, that is the HF Hospital Net, and that is the 23rd of June. Time is 6:45. Good net you got knowing, Marty. Back to net control from KA3AHI.
Okay, Wanda, thank you. And that is on 7580 meters. That's 3820. 3820 on your dial, folks, and it is lower sideband. Lower sideband. It is the third Wednesday. I'm sorry, start over. It's the Wednesday after the third Monday. The Wednesday after the third Monday. And I'll be sending out a notification Sunday night or Monday, letting everyone know through the section mail. And speaking of section mail, if you do not get the mail from myself and the section through into your inbox, when you are a league member, go to the league site, look at your profile. It's very easy. Go to the top, log in, you'll see profile, update your profile, go to the part that says subscriptions, and you can pick what you would like to see automatically come into your inbox. You can get things about DX. You can get things about contesting. You can get things about experiments. You can get the section news. And when those bulletins or information goes out, it goes into your inbox. And very, very convenient. I recommend any member who hasn't done that to please do so. There we get so far more than 2,000 of our section members currently receive automatic notifications when they're sent out. And if you're not a league member and you have interest in the league and you would like to join the league, you can do that through the league website. Just put on your search engine or your browser, ARRL space membership. And you'll find a place where you can sign up to be a member. Break. All right, it's 21:04 Eastern Time. I'm pretty much done for the night, folks. I hope everybody had a good Friday, and for any of those that might have had the day off as well. Let's see. TOY is going QSY back to 39.19, the friendly bunch on HF. All right, very good. Let me stand by. Let me take a quick cruise through the chat box. Stand by. All right. Thank you all for putting information in the chat box. Oh, thank you, Chris, for putting in the locator is in there. Also, don't forget, too, that there are some social media outlets that the section uses, Facebook and Twitter being those most used. There are others, but I don't get to those very often. But a lot of information is being passed through Twitter and Facebook. It is really quite amazing how quick information will come out, especially during severe weather events or activities in your area. It's even recognized by a lot of first responders and your community leaders as being a viable means of getting information out to you and your community leaders, or from your community leaders, very, very quickly. And if you can just put up with there is obviously some things on there we don't want to see, but I try to remove all of those from the one from Maryland. And if you're looking for the Maryland one, you just have to look for MDCARRL. That's the name of the Twitter where I tweet stuff that I get in from a lot of places and try to send it back out again. And you will see information in there, everything from there are actually right now there are stations in the Arctic that are transmitting. And I'm trying to find it here quick here to help you. But there are stations in the Arctic that are transmitting. So if you would like to get a, maybe get a DX card from Antarctica, that would be a good thing to do. Also information there about Hamfest activities around in the section, the DMR nets, and clubs also post their information on Twitter sites. So keep that in mind, and Facebook as well. All right, I want to thank WB3GXW, John, for the use of the Wash_DC Echolink node. I'd like to thank those repeater owners, operators, and trustees for trusting us to have a good net for you on your LinkedIn system. Please encourage your club or repeater owner to link in on a monthly basis. It's a good opportunity to pass along all good information in the section. And to all of you, the fellow hams, members, and those interested in amateur radio and everything it brings, thank you so much for joining us here this evening. I wish you all 7-3s. Be safe, be well, and be on the air. Good night, KB3 MXM.